Welcome to the second week of the Advent Audio Retreat presented by Jesuit Connections and Charis Ministries. If you haven't listened to week one, that's okay. We'll do a quick review, then get into our week two content. This week, I'd encourage you to listen to this reflection in an extra comfortable or cozy place. If you are at home, go to your favorite spot in your house, whether it's your favorite seat on your couch, or maybe looking out a window at a beautiful view. Curl up with a blanket, grab a mug of tea, do whatever you need to do to be extra comfortable. And if you're outside in nature, maybe find a spot to sit and just take in the scenery. Wherever you are, be there, be extra cozy. As you might recall from the first week, we have been urged in the readings to stay awake, to keep our eyes out, to really pay attention to both our internal world and our external world. And we can do this in a way where we orient ourselves towards the hope that Jesus' birth brings. With hope as our starting point for this Advent journey, we move into week two with our theme as preparation. This week, while the readings still have that element from week one of change and turmoil, there's much more of a sense of comfort. This idea that after the world has been transformed, the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. What's interesting to note about this week is that glory and that togetherness is happening in the future. In Advent, we're still in week two, preparing ourselves for Christmas, that glory yet to come. And in the world, we're still very much in this state of waiting and wondering what's in store for us. It takes great patience to be in this place with some degree of equanimity. But this is where the comfort of this week's readings and that hope that we've been cultivating since last week come into play. With all of this in mind, our reflection question for this week is, what are you looking forward to? Imagine you have a beloved friend coming to visit your house. Think of the anticipation you feel when you make the plans for them to visit. As the day draws closer, think of the tidying up you might do. You'd probably pick the unfolded laundry up off the floor, make your bed, wipe down the kitchen counters. Maybe you'd even get a bunch of flowers to brighten the place. And you're not doing this really to make anything perfect. You're preparing your home to welcome your friend, to make your friend that much more comfortable. And then on the day of your friend's arrival, think of the excitement you would feel peeking out your window to see if they have arrived, checking your watch to see if it's the time. And then finally, when they pull into the driveway or their face appears on the sidewalk, feel that eagerness of the joy as you see them. And then you throw open your door to welcome them in, maybe giving them a huge embrace along the way. This is really what Advent is all about. Getting our hearts and ourselves in a space to be able to welcome God into our lives. And to do this as best we can, we can use this Advent time to look forward to God's arrival, the arrival of our great friend, and to prepare ourselves however we can. The invitation this week is to prepare your heart for God's coming. How can you show yourself some extra care and compassion to make your heart as open and as welcoming for God as possible? When you care for yourself, you cultivate extra space and room for God and others. And is there any more of a Christ-like act towards ourselves than radical self-compassion? Right now, give yourself a huge hug, no matter how cheesy it feels. In each day of this week, see if you can find some way, big or small, to show yourself a little extra love. This could be a word of affirmation as you look in the mirror, a big, nourishing, comforting bowl of soup on a chilly day, or even something as simple as hugging a loved one. We are God's dwelling place, no matter what's going on in or outside of ourselves. And even amidst everything that is going on in our world, can we make the space within ourselves one of love and compassion, all with an eye towards welcoming God into our world? We hope you enjoy this week of compassion towards yourself and compassion towards others, and we'll come back together next week for Gaudete Sunday.